cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 102.7, Joburg's best old school and R&B. It is our favourite time of the week because we get to do a bit of Hot Cares here on Hot 102.7 Drive, Tony and Tara. And today, again, we are meeting one incredible person.
Yeah, we are. Today we're sharing the story of a woman who's shown remarkable courage through a year that would have brought many other people to their knees, really. Cheryl is 47 years old. She's a wife. She's a very hard worker, and she's somebody who finds joy in doing good for others. She's got a gift when it comes to sewing and creating gifts.
Yeah.
But over the past year, her health has taken quite a frightening turn. What started out as overwhelming fatigue turned out to be life-threatening.
Sure.
It was an iron deficiency in the end, but it did take a bit of investigation. Her hemoglobin was so low that doctors said it was actually the lowest that they'd ever encountered. Cheryl then had to spend a week in hospital receiving iron drips and blood transfusions in order to save her life. And while she survived that ordeal, the damage has obviously left a mark.
Yeah.
In the form of giving her cataracts in both eyes. So the doctors have said that this is quite a common thing with dangerously low iron levels. They can lead to cataracts. But now this is a 47-year-old woman with double cataracts. So can you imagine? So we've got Cheryl on the line now. Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us on the Hot 102.7 Drive. Can you take us back to that moment when you first realized that something was terribly wrong?
I thought I had COVID. Eventually, I went to the doctor, and the doctor said it looked like you had an iron deficiency due to the pale color of my face. And he ran some blood tests, and it came through low iron deficiency 0.1. where it's supposed to be 13 and up, and also a blood count of 4.2. If a blood count is lower than 7, then it can be fatal already. So I was admitted to the government hospital for 6 days. Scopes, scans, iron drips, 3 blood transfusions, and all the tests came clear. Since 2023, I'm still struggling with low iron deficiency. Unfortunately, it had the damage, and due to low iron deficiency and hypertension, it damaged my eyes and it formed cataracts to both eyes.
And what's that like for you? I mean, you're somebody who needs your eyes. You work in a factory. You work in the distribution warehouse. What is that like to be losing your vision? Somebody who loves to sew, loves to make gifts, works very hard. You're a loving wife. I mean, what does that feel like?
Very, very difficult. At work, I'm already working my font on my computer. The settings is already on the highest. And I'm also working with a computer magnifying glass. Otherwise, I can't read at all.
And how did you feel when you heard about this iron deficiency and the doctors even said to you that this is one of the lowest readings ever recorded? I mean, how did that make you feel?
Well, I was devastated because actually still, because it's almost 3 years later and they still can't get to the cause of it.
And obviously you went through the public health service because you guys don't have medical aid. What did they tell you?
They were actually very good. They ran some tests and everything, but due to the cataract operation, I went back to get a date for the operation, and they said that, well, unfortunately, bad news. I will only need to come back April next year. That was after it was already postponed.
And even if you do come back in April next year, there's no guarantee that you will actually get this operation you need to save your eyesight.
That is exactly what they said. I can't guarantee that.
Jeez. And obviously, the longer you leave this, the more your eyesight is deteriorating.
Unfortunately, yes.
Cheryl, it has affected you at work, obviously, like you said earlier.
Oh, definitely.
Tell us about your everything else, life at home.
Yeah, I love sewing work. I'm a hobby freak, so everything that I can start, like crafting and sewing and crocheting. And obviously, if your eye is a blurry vision, you can't do anything like that. Yeah, on a yearly basis, I've made donations to schools for children, made hair goodies for them. And unfortunately, this year, I were not able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Cheryl, just from speaking to you, we can tell that you're really such a full of life. You're a bubbly personality. But here's the thing, though: when you start losing your sight, it does affect you mentally. What has that done for your mental health?
Well, emotionally, it did take its toll. Because, I mean, if you can't do everything that you used to do, mentally and emotionally, it just takes its toll. Because you like feeling frustrated for not being able to do what you like to do.
Cheryl, it sounds like you've been through quite a bit this year. And we did not only phone you, Cheryl, because we wanted to hear about your situation. We called you up today to share some good news with you. And my good mate, Tony Doral, has got some incredible news to give you this afternoon on the Hot 102.7 Drive.
Cheryl, our Hot 102.7 listeners are thrilled to help you regain your sight by covering your cataract surgery up to 60,000 Rand.
Oh, that's a blessing. Oh, thank you so much.
We hope that'll make a difference, Cheryl.
Definitely. Sorry. Thank you so, so, so much.
Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.